To the public servants who protect our democracy. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Preamble to the United States Constitution, 1787. Introduction. The story is too wonderful not to be apocryphal. As Benjamin Franklin is leaving Independence Hall in Philadelphia at the conclusion of the Constitutional Convention, he is supposedly met by a woman, reputed to be Elizabeth Willing Powell, a prominent Philadelphia socialite, who asks him what type of government the delegates have given the country, a republic or a monarchy. Franklin's simple response, a republic if you can keep it. For the ensuing 230-plus years, the American people, through extraordinary and at times existential challenges, have kept the republic. Creating such a form of government from scratch was an unprecedented, bold experiment in self-government, the American experiment. Without doubt, all 55 delegates to the Constitutional Convention would be shocked that the compromises they cobbled together from May to September of 1787, even with some subsequent 27 constitutional amendments, have survived this long. How did this experiment endure over centuries against all odds? Beyond the constitutional amendments, what legal, social, economic, political, and religious factors came together to ensure the Republic's survival? In my view, the Republic persisted and grew into the most powerful nation on earth as a result of a unique combination of factors that came together in a serendipitous way. I analogize this to our planet. Had the mass that became Earth been much closer to or farther away from the sun, life as we know it almost certainly would not have evolved. That advanced forms of life occurred here required an unbelievable set of factors to coalesce in a unique way. Similarly, had some of the factors that combined to create the United States not been present to the right degree at the right time, the country as we know it would not have been formed, survived, or evolved to its current state. These factors, our genes, created a country unlike any other. There are many who believe that this unique set of genes has created the world's best country, and that there is therefore a corresponding obligation to spread those genes around the world. Whether or not one holds that view, there is no doubt that America's genes, as they developed, matured, interacted, and coalesced, sustained the experiment that the Constitution's framers created. But that experiment was not and is not without its challenges. The Civil War was the most existential challenge to the Republic's future. Because of their commitment to slavery, the Confederate States seceded from the United States, precipitating a 4-year war in which about 2.5% of the American population died in combat or from its after effects. And even after the Union won and slavery was ended, life for freed slaves and their descendants produced at least another century of second, if not third-class, citizenship. Though perhaps less existential, other significant challenges have shaped the country's forward path. Reconstruction and its Jim Crow aftermath, women's suffrage, the Great Depression, World War II, the Civil Rights Movement, the Vietnam War, Watergate, the 9/11 attacks, the Iraq War, the fight for women's equality beyond the vote, the struggle for gay rights, and the Black Lives Matter movement, among other major social, political, and economic challenges. The American experiment is clearly still ongoing. That was evident from two new challenges to this experiment in 2020, challenges that could not have been anticipated even a year earlier. The first was the COVID-19 pandemic, which had killed more than 600,000 Americans as of June 2021. The pandemic changed the way the country lived, worked, learned, and survived to a greater extent than any other single occurrence in American history since World War II. COVID forced Americans to adapt to a remote work life, to worry constantly about their health and mortality, to develop a vaccine in record time, and to vaccinate a record number of Americans.